I'm Dave Wallner from Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Been teaching on the verse of scripture found in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. This is the problem with all religious systems. They are rejecting the knowledge of God. Thus, they cannot be any priests to their children. They cannot lead them into the kingdom of God. The biggest reason why people of religious systems reject the knowledge of God is they're not even born again. They will look at some scripture and then take that literally and start to form a religious cult. Most things that happen in witchcraft and in religious systems have their origin from the Bible. Yes, religious systems like the occult have taken most of their teachings straight out of the Word of God and perverted them. This is why we see such confusion, because there is a lot of truth mixed in with error. Even though witchcraft is the direct opposite of Christianity, religions are in a more gray area. Thus, they are much more subtle. And many people who are in religious systems will not even recognize the danger that they're in. They will see the things of the Bible which are being taught them, and they will look at the Bible and they will say, yes, that it is true. But instead of really studying up on it, they blindly follow their leaders. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ says. The blind leads the blind, and they both end up in the ditch. We need to understand that our soul is eternal, and the Lord is giving us one chance at it here in this life. And if we miss lining up with the will of God, then we will spend eternity in the lake of fire. We know that the Bible teaches that, and it will not change. We need to get into the Word of God and check it out for ourselves, because many people have been blinded by their religious teachings, by their upbringings, but that will be no excuse. For the Lord God is talking to everyone. He will not leave you out. And if you reject the teachings of God, then God will also reject you. If it comes to salvation, you will not only be rejected as a priest, you will also be rejected as a child of the King. Yes, eternity is just around the corner. Jesus is about to come back for his bride, and we need to smarten up and get to know who our Savior is. And today I will teach on the basics of Christianity. But before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open the hearts of the listeners so that they will understand, O God, what your truths are. I ask you to bless each and every one that are listening in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies the religious systems around the planet, we understand and realize that most of them, if not all of them, take communion. And where did they get that from? They took it straight out of the New Testament. The Lord Jesus taught his disciples to take communion. And I will read you some of the scripture here found in Luke chapter 22. It says in verse 17, "And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it amongst yourself. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come.' And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you.'" In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, it reads like this: "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This you do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. What does it mean to take communion? It simply means that you recognize that the blood of Jesus was shed for you for the remission of your sin, and that his body was broken and beaten and hung on the cross for your sin. And you recognize that as your salvation. This is what it means to take communion. He tells us as often as we take it, we do it in remembrance of him. It was him that took care of the sin problem. So if there is a Christian out there who is tempted to start to believe that it is good works that somehow merit him salvation, the Lord tells us to go back, take communion, and understand where your real salvation is. It is in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thus it keeps us humble. How many people teach today that you have to get water baptized to become a Christian, to become born again? Go back to communion and you'll find out there is no water baptism involved. It is simply the blood and the broken body of Jesus that will merit us our salvation. When we look at religious systems, they are so into doing things for God. They have their rules, laws, and regulations. They have their ways of dress. They have their ways of operating and trying to somehow appease God for their sin. I got a challenge for you, those of you who are listening today. When you take communion, what does it represent? Does it talk one little bit about the clothes you wear? Does it talk one little bit about something that you're doing for God? No, it is simply the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. I remember when I was still in a religious system, they had a very interesting time during the time when we took communion. It was a solemn time. The women would even wear black for a couple of days. And the men would go about, and the men and the women would go about in a very solemn, it was a very solemn atmosphere for about 2 weeks before communion. And when finally communion was taken, then everything changed back to normal afterwards. And I remember asking myself, what is this all about? I'm taking communion here and I don't even have a clue what I am doing. Yes, I was taking wine and I was taking bread, but what for? And what I had been taught was, we need to live right for God. We need to make sure that we are doing the right things in our religion. And on the teachings went. Little was said about the blood sacrifice and the broken body of Jesus. Oh yes, it was mentioned in the sermons, but the true message of the cross was buried in the debris of all the other teachings that somehow had accumulated throughout the years. Yes, a person needs to understand the Lord is willing that none shall perish. But if you're going to reject the way of salvation, then you will have to end up separated from God throughout eternity. So I'm asking each and everyone who are listening in today, why do you take communion? Do you know that you're born again by the Spirit of God? Do you know that it is only the blood of Jesus and the broken body of Jesus that will merit you eternal life? In John chapter 3, verse 3, it tells us, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And being born again is not water baptism. Being born again is not living in some religious ideology. Being born again is not the clothes that you wear. I know there are many people who seem to depend on their clothing to enter into the kingdom of God. Well, you are going to be very disappointed when the time of judgment will come. Because like in the days of the Pharaoh and Moses, when God told Moses to put blood on the doorposts of their houses, the angel of death came through that night, and where there was no blood, where there was no blood of a lamb, then the angel of death killed the firstborn of every house. And this is exactly how it's going to be at the day of judgment, when God is going to come and check you out. If you do not have the blood of the lamb upon your heart, you will be rejected by God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14, it tells us, "For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified." What part of this scripture do people not understand? It is very clear that it is through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ that a person gets redeemed and sanctified. And we need to take that at face value and not try to somehow spiritualize it. It simply means when we turn to the Lord Jesus for salvation, when we ask him to cleanse us from our sins by his sacrifice that he performed on the cross for us, then we will receive salvation. It has absolutely nothing to do with the clothes you wear. It has absolutely nothing to do with what religious system you're in. It even has nothing to do with being water baptized. We need to understand this fact, that it is only the blood of Jesus that will set us free from the clutches of Satan. So, sinner friend, you may be living in a religious system today. You may be ever so religiously following your laws, rules, and regulation. But it will account for nothing when the time of judgment will come. The Lord God will look upon your heart, and if he will not see the blood of Jesus upon your heart, you will be rejected by God. Just like the Pharaoh's child was rejected in the land of Egypt so many years ago, it is because the Pharaoh did not have the blood of the lamb over the doorpost of his heart. So where does that leave you today? Do you know Jesus? When you take communion, what do you think of? What does it represent to you? How do you take it? Do you take it with fear and trembling? Or do you take communion with a thankful heart, knowing that it is well with your soul because of the incredible sacrifice that Jesus gave for all of us? This is what true salvation is. It is not something that you conjure up. It is what the Word of God teaches. The Bible teaches, if we reject knowledge, then God will also reject us. So seek the knowledge of God. Take the Word of God and seek it out for yourself. It is written for you. It is written as plain as daylight. You do not have to miss this awesome salvation that God wants for everyone. It is within your reach. The Lord will open your heart to this awesome truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
They hung their heads in sorrow. Jesus, their Lord, had died. No reason to live tomorrow. 11 bowed down and cried. Then Mary ran down a dusty road. Cried, Peter, come see where he lay. For I've seen the Master outside the tomb. He is arisen today. Yeah.
Jesus came out alive and the darkness ran away. The light in the tomb dispelled the gloom when Jesus rose that day. Oh, the place where they laid him is empty. No power could keep him inside.
I remember a few years ago discussing the subject of blaspheming the Holy Spirit with a truck driver friend of mine. He was not a Christian. He had never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, even though he knew all about salvation. And we were discussing the subject, and he told me what his idea was of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And I don't quite remember what he was saying, because while he was telling me these things, I was seeking the Lord on how to answer him, because I knew that guy was in a very precarious situation. He understood this, the way of salvation, but he did not accept it. And when he asked me what my idea of blaspheming the Holy Spirit was, I simply told him this. When somebody knows the way of salvation, then it is very clear that the Holy Spirit has spoken to him, because he now understands that it is through the blood sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ whereby he is saved. And when he rejects that and does not receive Jesus into his heart, he then is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. I don't have to tell you what happened after that. Before the end of our trip, that man had turned to Jesus for his salvation. And I will give you proof out of Scripture that what I said to him is true. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26, it tells us, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace." The Spirit of grace is the Holy Spirit. And if anybody rejects the way of salvation, he is rejecting the Holy Spirit. Thus, he is blaspheming him. Once your heart and mind has been opened up to the truth of the way of salvation, and you still reject it willfully, then you are blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And if you're going to die like that, then you are going to spend the eternity separated from God. So give the Lord your heart today. The Lord is willing that you do not perish. What will happen to them that reject the Holy Spirit, that reject the way of salvation? I will read it to you out of Scripture. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, it tells us, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of these things, which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead, which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." This is exactly what will happen to those people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not accept the Lord Jesus for the punishment for your sin, then you will be judged according to your works. This is what Scripture teaches here. And we know that the Bible teaches us that all our righteousness are as filthy rags. So there is absolutely no way that you can enter into the kingdom of God by your good deeds. So give Jesus your heart and life today. Let him pay for your sin. Let him pay for your wicked works, and the Lord will give you eternal life through Jesus Christ. Yes, this is how salvation works. If you will reject his knowledge, then the Lord God will also reject you. So turn to him today, and the Lord will make you a blessing to many. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbach, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbach, Manitoba, R5G1M2. If you would like to order music heard on this program, please call James and Kathy Wallman at 204-423-2070. That's 204-423-2070.